The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
I slept for 2 hours last night. Shit my fucking brains out.
Jesus, Waddle.
What?
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Waddle, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Waddle and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking. The shit amongst friends, Crosstalk Unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Three of us are here. Yurko is golfing.
There's three amigos.
Big fucking talk.
Three man weave.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I hope Eric kept that in. That Waddle shit his brains out last night.
What happened? I don't know. I'm fighting something. I got about 2 hours of sleep and
Jesus.
Shitting my brains out.
That's no good.
Got fucking head congestion.
That's no
good. In the middle of the night, you're shitting your brains out?
Yeah, can you believe that? Wow. There's nothing worse than having to get up at 1:30 in the morning for a diarrhea squirt.
God. Did you feel sick yesterday?
Not really.
Just
but
something
I can feel
came on?
Something brewing a little bit.
Boy.
It sucks getting old. Fucking all just horrible.
It all just sucks.
It all just sucks. I can't.
Poor Waddle.
But now what happened? Which was your headphones?
It's like fucking, these are Tinker Toys.
They are.
But do you think it's something with your head and not the headset?
No, you put it on. Try those on.
It's definitely the headset.
Look at those. It's like you get fucking 10 of those for $4 down the street at fucking Walmart.
My kids take those for their headphones at school, for crying out loud. Yeah, you bought them for $9.99 at Target.
It's going to be one of those
days. He looks like he's hurting.
I am.
You're playing sick today.
Yeah, I am.
You dress nice, though.
I got a fucking golf shirt on.
Well, that's why. Yeah, that's how you know that we dress like shit.
But your hair's combed and you showered.
You should
good.
Be wearing a hat.
Yeah, you look nice. You know,
it's been all shaved all week. I
think it's that you shaved.
No, I didn't shave.
Oh, you didn't
no,
shave?
No,
oh, it looks like you shaved.
I shaved Monday night. I had to drive 6 hours to Minnesota for a funeral.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, my wife. It was actually my father-in-law's sister who was 97, but was so sharp as a tack.
Wait, this was Gino's sister?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she passed away. Carol.
Okay.
Carolina.
Wow.
I made Carmen feel like shit.
Yeah, we were like, oh, where's Waddle? Where's Waddle? Robbie's doing the whole show. And he goes, you want to know where Waddle is? And I go, yeah. He goes, you want to know? I said, yes. He goes, he's going to a funeral. I was like, oh.
Because they were like doing it like, oh, where is Waddle?
Well, we just
like,
said, well, where's Waddle? Where's
no,
Tommy?
No, you were doing it like with like some sort of like, oh, wait, he's too good to show up with Robbie here? Where
I
the hell is
we were doing
way,
that?
I had sort a fucking like vacation that. Day since
yeah,
last
yeah,
July.
Now he's off again, like this and that. And I'm like, oh, you want to shame him? You want to know where he is?
You want to know where he is?
Yeah, I want to know where he is. Like, he's at a funeral.
At a fucking funeral,
and you have to. I had to drive. It's 6 hours both ways.
Well, you could have flown if you wanted.
Yeah, but like after you know, by the time you get up and you go to the airport, it's about an hour flight, and then you rent a car. It's
you might
about
be
an
right.
hour difference.
Yeah.
Just got in the fucking
probably
car
not
and
much.
Drove.
It's probably not much difference. You're right.
Do you think the funeral is a cesspool for germs?
Mm. Good question.
This was a smaller funeral because she was 97.
Yeah, when you get to
so
be 97.
So it was a lot of family.
there's not a lot of friends left.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like my buddy John Whalen, his mother-in-law passed away, I want to say a week or so ago. And I said, how was the funeral? He said, well, like, fortunately, she came from a big family. Otherwise, there would have been nobody there because she outlived all of her friends.
Of course, when you're that old. Well, hell of a life. God bless.
97.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And like, physically had some issues, but was sharp as a tack until the end.
It's like my grandpa made it. One of my grandpas made it to 97, and he was sharp.
Was he sharp?
Yeah, totally.
And the body just gave out?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, when you're 97, you know.
Everything gives out.
Yeah, you know, and he had, like, they needed to do, at that point, they found some blockage in his heart, but they're like, listen, you know, he's 97.
Yeah, you're not
doing surgery. Yeah,
it really
at
is.
At that point, you know, and it's like, and he knew it. He's like, okay.
And 97, it really is a game where you go to bed and you just don't know.
Totally.
You wake up.
Totally.
Every morning, it's like.
Yes.
I'm still here.
It's so funny, too.
You get to be 97.
You talk to people that are of that age, and like as they progress, they're not afraid of anything.
No.
Like, in fact, some of them, and if you have faith, regardless of what your affiliation is, there's almost a welcoming feeling.
That, almost like a relief, maybe.
Yes, my time here is done. It's time to go.
I've been here a long time.
I'm not there yet. I'm shitting my pants, and I fucking feel like
I got a long way.
The flu, but I'm not ready for
it. We got a long way to go.
My fucking Derby's tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Are you kidding me? The Kentucky Derby's this weekend. We got bourbon to drink.
You got a lot to live for.
Well, fuck yes, we do. We got to go waste money.
These fucking slap dicks.
I know you do. You got
Carmen's blowing us off here.
I feel bad.
He forgot. Like, again, you guys.
Did you forget or did you?
I did, but I got a conflict anyway. Yeah, like, but I did.
You didn't put it in your phone.
I didn't have it in my phone for some reason. I didn't put it on my calendar. Shame on me.
It's hard, man. It's hard to get you know, time.
Shame on me. I know. I feel bad because it's a good crew, too. It's a good crew. We're going to a good place.
I haven't seen Jim Pastor, and I can't tell you for how long.
Going out with Gene Greco.
Sylvie and I saw Pastor.
Two of my favorite people, aside from you two fucking knuckleheads.
Of course, yes.
Gene Greco and Jim Pastor.
We had dinner with Pastor at Chicago Cut right around at the holidays.
Yes. Right after Christmas, right?
Yes,
in that week between the two holidays.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen Gene Greco in a while, though.
So, for those who don't know, a Pastor is our former general manager here.
Yes.
And everyone knows Mark Gene Greco, of course.
Everyone.
Can you believe that guy is 70 years old?
No, he looks great.
He looks like he's 50.
He looks great.
If that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like his still sharp personality, everything.
We need to bring him not in the building because I don't know if he's allowed in. But we need to bring him in for an unhinged.
Oh, it'd be great.
Oh, no doubt.
Why would he not be allowed in the building?
That's part of
the agreement? He can't come in the building?
Well, I don't know.
We have to take Unhinged on the road.
Or
and
we could actually, like, get his, have him call in and just patch it in.
Like on the Comrex?
Plug in on that microphone outside the studio.
That would be awesome.
Have him do it. Or just have him chair.
Have him sit in a lawn chair right outside.
How great would it be to have Gene Greco doing to do an Unhinged with us? That would be pretty great. He's outside in a lawn chair with one of those reflective things, getting a tan while he's fucking on the thing.
Listen,
there like Paulie Walnuts.
Anytime he talks, anyway, he scorches the earth.
Anytime.
But if you gave him like
free reign,
this forum.
Oh, man. He would probably love it.
People were saying that they wanted Robbie to do Unhinged.
That would be good, too.
I think he was, his wife was busting his balls because he was giving up a lot of information.
Oh, really?
Well, but he's new to this. Like, yeah, she'll learn.
That's part of the transformation from player to commentator.
She'll learn. She'll get used to it. She'll become comfortable with it. At some point, they say, you don't shut the fuck up about anything. Yeah. Like, hey, that's what we do.
She thought he was coming in to talk field goals.
No. What do we care about fucking field goals? We want Robbie's good. Robbie's got ideas. He's got personality. I don't want to hear him talk about kicking fucking field goals.
Years and years ago was like, do you have to share everything? And it's like, it's part of the job.
Sorry. Got to talk about your gnarly feet and what you're doing at your tennis camp.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
You know? Like,
so
sorry.
You don't have to tell everybody. I said, you know what you need to do is not listen.
That's right. Yeah. Just don't listen.
Just don't listen. It won't bother you.
Oh, good call.
Yes.
Good point.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have to.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't bitch and moan about it. Just don't listen.
Oh, God. Fucking good kid. He's got a good big shock on the road, golfing. Who knows what the fuck he's doing? I don't know. I don't know if
he's picking up a guy's trip?
He's in West Lafayette, so I don't know if he's picking
guy's
Grace.
Trip to West Lafayette? What crew is he with?
I don't know. Who the fuck
is he? Is he putting in some NIL money into the Purdue coffers?
I don't know. I mean, with him, you never know. They could find a way to make his group that he runs with make a trip to West Lafayette feel like a golf trip to Vegas.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know how they pull it off, but they do. So who knows what the fuck's going on? I mean, it's too early for school to be out, right? I mean,
yes, and it's definitely not the same group with Darren and his guys that all have to tell a little white lie to go away. The good kid and his boys are basically walking into the house and stating where they're going to be and what they're going to do, and
that's
then
it.
Leave.
That's all it is. Yeah, he's at West Lafayette for the weekend. Maybe I'm assuming he's going to see his daughter too, who's at Purdue. I don't know though. I know he's golfing. He's golfing today. He's probably on the golf course right now. The Darren thing. I still can't get over Darren.
Darren's the fake friend that our sales guy made up, or his crew made up.
Yeah.
To get away. He's a fake friend
from Iowa,
and they said, hey, Darren's getting married, he's having a bachelor party in Vegas, so then and this guy didn't exist. It was just an excuse for a guy's trip.
Amazing.
Instead of telling their wives, hey, we're going on a guy's trip.
Nothing says I don't have a set of nuts.
Darren then was about to have a baby, fake Darren.
Fake Darren.
And then they went on a golfing trip to Scottsdale for his last ride before being a dad.
What else can they do at this point, though? I mean, is there another box to check? And then you guys had McGann on a couple weeks ago, it was funny when he said the next thing they're going to have to do is celebrate
the funeral. Right.
At some point, they're going to have to kill Darren off.
That's like
on a fucking soap opera. And you know, they'll just be like, oh, Darren died. We're all going to go to the funeral.
But, like, they got to do it in some exotic, like, the idea was that it was a boating accident while he was, him and his family.
Off the coast of Brazil.
Right, right. Yeah. Or in Australia. Something like that.
Yeah.
Bali.
You know, when he was down in Brazil in Sao Paulo and he died, we're going to go to Rio.
We got to go. It's too expensive for all of us to go. We can't bring the wives.
My guess is that 90% of them all know.
That's what one person was telling me. That it was really done for the benefit of one guy in the group. I guess you could say that's a good group of friends.
It is, but at some point that's going to come home to roost.
Yeah, I would think so. Might not end well for that one guy. And it sounds like it's not going to end well for Darren because he's going to die off the coast of Australia in a boating accident.
That's true.
Sorry, Darren.
You're going to die. A lot of death today.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Waddle got the squirts from the funeral and his head congestion.
Yeah, he probably caught something at that funeral.
I'm telling you, because of all the tears and the handshaking, the germs, that's usually the cesspool for germs.
You know, when we were all like cooped up for so long, constantly hand sanitizing. Not that that's a bad thing, but still, you know, now it's like every little cold you get it now. It's back.
I'm never going back into seclusion.
I can't either. I'll take this.
I'll move to a foreign country that doesn't have
I'll move to an island somewhere. Yes. I'm saying, but now it's like, I don't think I had like a cold for 2 years.
Yeah.
Because of COVID.
Well, now our kids are going to say, they're truly going to say, when I was a kid, you know how everyone says, when I was a kid, we had to walk uphill to school through the snow. Now our kids are going to say, when I was a kid, we made it through a global pandemic. You got a cold? When I was a kid, we made it through a global pandemic.
You know,
we're going to school.
Yeah, but they did it in a way that didn't expose them to anything.
You got to stay home every day through that global pandemic. Right,
put these kids in a fucking bubble.
You got to do no homework for 2 years because you were at home.
What was hard for them is they had no interaction with their own kids,
social,
their friends.
Yeah. I don't want to revisit that.
I don't either.
That's horrible.
I'm so glad it's done. Luckily, they say.
How many times did you have COVID?
I think twice for sure.
I'm the same way. I know I had it once. I think probably more than that, but I don't know.
I think it's my
COVID anniversary today.
It was one year ago today.
Really?
Remember, we were at Michael Jordan's.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I missed the mic. The only time in the show history we broadcast from Michael Jordan's restaurant.
The one in Oak Brook.
Yes.
It was Cinco de Mayo, and it was me, Waddle, and Yurko.
One of my favorite tequilas.
Very good.
And I had COVID.
Didn't you get it three days later?
I was like, I felt like shit that day.
Yes. Yeah. And I remember then, that. It was a Thursday. 100%
correct. That's when it went through the entire... I know I gave it to you, but someone gave it to me from here. It was, I think, like the whole station got it within like a 3 or 4 week period.
I did not, but I had had it like 4 months prior, so I was probably in the clear. That's why I did not get it that time. But you're right.
Remember
it
when
swept
everyone
through the station?
At least early on, you were treated like a leper.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You're a dirty motherfucker.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Did you remember the celebrity lists?
Oh yeah.
Where like Tom Hanks. Katie's got it. Katie's got the COVID.
Rita Wilson. As the
COVID. I like to announce to everybody that I have COVID.
Yeah, like you had to announce.
It's like a scarlet letter.
Yeah, you had to declare.
Fucking terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a year ago. That's right, because it was. I remember we were there celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And I remember Greg Moore.
It was a miserable day.
Miserable. It was a rainy, miserable day. Today's beautiful. It's a great day for Cinco de Mayo.
We've had enough miserable rainy days, though, leading up to Cinco de Mayo.
We have. That's true. It's been brutal. We were drinking Cincoro. Michael Jordan's in Oak Brook's good. We go there occasionally because it's not far from me. And
does Michael ever go?
Never. He was there the opening. He was there for the opening night, if I'm not mistaken.
And that was it?
He hasn't been back since. Yeah. And our guy, Greg Morin here, who we work with, kept promising us that we're going to get him on that day.
No, you bullshit.
And I said, let me tell you something.
Get the fuck out of here, Michael.
I said, let me tell you something, all right? Not only is there a 0.0% chance that he's coming on with us, I said, there's a 0.0 chance that he's showing up. No, they told me he's going to be there. I said, I'll bet you anything in this world you want to bet. Michael Jordan will never again in his life set foot in that restaurant.
Nope.
Ever. The restaurant's awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. I was at the grand opening at the one on Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Hotel.
That one's been there a while.
The Intercontinental.
Yes. This was years and years ago. Yeah. Sarah Spain was there, too. That's a great one.
Place. They make great cocktails. It's a good place.
And we were there for the it was a, quote, VIP opening.
Mm.
And
was he there for that one?
He was there. But this is a VIP opening, so you would think that he would be shaking hands a little bit at least. You know, I'm not saying like court in the middle of the restaurant.
No chance.
But at least saying hello. He was in a booth and there was a red.
There was a red velvet rope.
Velvet rope with two security guards, and you couldn't get close to him. I covered him for 3 years.
Funny you mention this, and this is just how odd is this. I walked into my kitchen yesterday before the show started, and on the floor is this picture I've told you about for years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was a velvet rope.
No.
Me too, yeah. No velvet rope. What was happening in your house? Wait, a picture was on the floor.
Picture on the floor. It had fallen out of this drawer and like this hutch. And it's the picture of myself and my wife standing next to Michael Jordan as he opened up I was an investor in his first restaurant.
The one on the sale?
Yeah, one that's like it's Gino's East or whatever it is now.
Now closed again, I think. It's going to be something else. Yeah.
But he actually took pictures with everyone.
Did he?
That one.
What year was
that?
Just,
oh my God, I look like I'm 10 and my wife is pregnant with one of the kids. So I'm probably 92 or 3, something like that.
That ain't happening in 2023.
But I've always said the pictures, Michael's there with his, you know, he's got his patented suspenders on.
Oh, yeah.
And like it hikes your pants up a little bit. And it's like, Mike, what is, you know, is that what I think it is? You know, in your pant leg.
No, that's what it is.
Is that Air Jordan?
Yeah, it's like my wife and I are sitting there smiling like we're fucking, you know, senior prom. And then there's Michael between us with stuff.
Wow.
Boy, I got like
a little hang time.
Sounds like
a
sultry
good one in those pants.
Yeah. A little hang time. Sounds like a...
Well, and the
picture got Waddle all charged up.
Yeah. Well, the rumors were, though, that Scotty dwarfed him.
Oh, well,
not Scotty even a rumor. It's the... Right? It's
Is it fact? Are you
I
going,
think it's fact.
Are you going on the record and saying that that's fact?
I've heard that from enough people that were teammates of the two.
That probably didn't sit well with Michael.
I don't think it ever sat well with Michael. Yeah, I think that Scotty had that on him.
What are you going to do, though? I don't know.
You talk about being competitive. Like what are you supposed to do? It is what it is, Mike.
I don't know.
See a doctor.
But Scotty had to walk around bursting with pride.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I would. Bursting with pride.
Would you cover yourself up?
Never.
Never.
I don't think I'd ever walk around in a locker room cover. I don't know. I say that it's easy to say.
It's so weird.
You might be right. I don't know. Sylvie.
How about going to get the paper at the base of your driveway?
Boy, well, then I'd cover up because that's illegal. But I'm talking about in the locker room.
I'm telling you, like scaring the. That's so funny you mentioned that as well.
Scaring the kids.
I'm telling you, like we had a teammate. One of my favorite guys on the face of the planet.
Oh, this is...
And he always used to wear, like we'd go shoulder pads and helmets, and he'd wear compression shorts, but nothing over the top.
Like the bicycle shorts, right? Come on, dude.
I mean, he was the most modest guy on the planet.
Like a banana in his pants.
Big salami in his pants.
And like, I remember it was Fridge or one of the guys walking up this... Hey, it's family day.
Who Fridge
cover
said
that?
That
thing? No. I think Fridge or one of the other guys, teammates, was like, "Hey, cover that thing up, will you?"
I mean, come on,
the kids are in the stands.
Family day is right. I mean, please.
Family day.
I mean, you can't.
You know, like corporate people would be out there in the stands at the old.
I'm
house
sorry,
hall.
Like people are going to notice that. You cannot be
How
walking
could you
around
not notice
like that
it when we would run routes and hit you in the leg.
It's ridiculous. God bless him, but it's ridiculous.
Like he wasn't showing off. It was just like. I was like, bro, how can I?
I always thought you put shorts over them back in the day.
Everyone did.
So if he wasn't showing off, what was he doing?
He just didn't like the shorts over the top.
You got to wonder if he was showing off a little. I think so.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know. I
He's
mean,
like
maybe
a fucking garden hose.
Yeah, well. God bless him.
Garden hose with the water on high.
Who was
maybe.
This? You don't want to say who it was?
No.
I mean, I've got some ideas.
I think you've told.
I'm sure. I've never said it on the air.
We've talked about
we
one of them.
We shared a huddle.
Yeah, you shared a huddle. Was he a lineman?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
He was a receiver.
Oh, he was a receiver. Oh, yeah, you said running routes. It hit you.
I don't know how he did it.
Oh.
Unless he wrapped that thing around his waist.
He might have. He had to tape it. Did he tape it down during the game?
I don't know what he did with it.
Some duct tape around it, make sure it doesn't go anywhere?
I think he had a mind of its own.
God bless.
Mary and Joseph.
I love it. It never gets old, does
no,
it, talking about
doesn't.
This shit. It never fucking gets old, I'll tell you.
It's like, Harry Carey used to say, save some runs for tomorrow.
Right.
I'm like, hey, how about save some for
the rest of us?
For the rest of us.
Save some for the rest of us.
Like, I mean, what about me?
I'm with you, Sylvie.
I'm like, that's not fair.
Save some for the rest of us.
That's not fair.
Yeah. It's save
it's
some for
fair.
All of us.
It's
why
not
compression. Why don't you, why don't you
like
spread the wealth?
Sharing ice cream, though. I mean,
well,
it's DNA.
It should be. Spread the wealth, for fuck's sake. What's the matter?
At the very least, you know what?
Come on, Scotty. Share the wealth a little
Cover
bit.
It up so that the rest of us don't feel as horrible about ourselves
that's
as it.
That's
leads it.
That's
us to
the
feel.
Other good point, yeah.
You know?
Try not to throw it in our faces.
Yeah, stop.
Much. Yeah.
Literally and
yes,
figuratively.
Exactly. There's always the one guy, though. You know the one guy in the locker room. We used to play hockey with the guy. He wasn't shy.
What is it?
He wanted everybody to see
it's
it.
It's not necessarily.
Oh, really? He wanted everybody to see it. Yeah.
That's weird, though, too.
Yeah.
I don't care how big you are. If you're strutting around waving that thing around, no matter how big you are.
He's always a very comfortable naked guy, you know, kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Step up to the microphone.
Yeah, right.
It's weird.
Not
weird.
Yeah, not in the hockey locker room. Not please, no.
No. You're right, Waddle.
Did you say he was a hockey, one of
yeah,
your
he was hockey,
a hockey
player. Yeah, he was a guy we played hockey with.
Come
yeah.
on. Stop yeah. it now.
Yeah.
Clean this shit up, will you? Fucking, where's your mind going?
For fuck's sake. I don't
Jesus
know,
Christ.
I don't know. What are we going to do?
It's kind of a lazy Friday. I don't see like
it
a,
is.
I don't
is.
See a flicker of enthusiasm in any of our eyes right now.
I've had a...
it feels
it's
like a finish line Friday.
This whole... Oh, I feel like it totally is. This
I'm
week,
gonna
it's just
shoot
been
my
it's
pants
been,
as, soon as, we're, as soon as we're done here.
It's been a crazy week.
Well, maybe that's why.
Well, that could be. Could, poor Waddle, yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. Nobody feels bad for you. I mean, what am I complaining? I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's been like a hectic, busy yeah. sort of like, I'm like limping yeah. to the finish line. I'm like, I'm yeah. exhausted.
Some weeks
between youth baseball.
Well,
and
that's what I mean.
It's, like,
that.
It's been crazy.
Saturdays are my busiest day, though.
I know.
It's not like we get to the, there's no finish line on a Friday for me, guys.
Not with the kids. Not with youth sports.
Well, no, like two baseball games, a flag football yeah. game.
What yeah. are they going to be doing in the fall? Will they be doing football?
What is fall? Fall is not... We get flag football, but I don't know on Saturdays.
I don't know.
He's going to be a monster on Mondays during the football season.
With pre and
what a
yeah, you're going to really be
he's
going to
be a complete monster.
That's trust why I'm
me.
Like...
Trust oh. me, having done this, did it for 12-some years,
yeah,
flying
dude.
All over the it's... country, working Sundays, and then coming in on Monday.
It's
he's going to be a fucking
brace yourself.
It's a privilege, guys.
Especially
yeah,
with the
privilege.
Kids.
It's a privilege.
With the kids running
it's a
ragged
get-to.
On Saturday.
It's a get-to job. That's yeah. what I've been reading.
Well, remind
it's a
yourself that on
I
Mondays
will.
When
yeah.
you come in and hey, you take it out on the rest of us.
If they're winning...
If they're 4-13.
If they're winning, it cures all. If they get off to a White Sox start,
oy, oy, oy.
Then I'll be wanting to...
I mean, I love it. We're getting excited about a 3-game winning streak. There's still a dozen games below 500. Yeah. I mean, it's bad news, boys. You guys said it yesterday after the game. Like, you don't have much room for error.
That's what I mean.
And even, like, even playing great baseball, you got to dig yourself out of a hole that might not matter.
Look,
it's
they're
so,
not gonna,
it's so
they're
deep
not,
at this point.
They're not going to dig themselves out
I
of
don't
this
think
hole.
So either.
Think about it. You'd have to be, what are they now? They're 10 and 21?
They're 12 games 12 below.
Under.
So you got to play 12 games over 500 just to get back to... Just to get
you need a 12-game win streak.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk too much sports.
No, I know.
We got this. Let me ask you about this, though, about Grifol. I always find it odd, the guy who wears the glasses that are half sunglasses, half regular glasses.
Why is that? You find that weird?
Really?
There's just like a little natural tint, so maybe his eyes
like,
are sensitive.
He comes in and they're still on the sunglasses part.
He probably would walk into the studio and say... I'm a little unsettled by the guy who wears his headset on one ear and
yeah,
not the other.
True.
Look, there's many things you could call out on me. And I'm like, yes, for sure. Mm. I'm a weird guy.
I didn't even notice he wore those.
I do. I don't like.
You feel like he's hiding something?
No, do you know what I mean?
Like, well, maybe he's like got sensitive eyes.
What do you mean they're half sunglasses and
they're
half?
They're the glasses that when you step outside.
Oh, they get tinted.
They tint. I think you should wear sunglasses that are prescriptions.
Yeah, but
and then
you're
have another
listen.
Set
right.
of glasses.
I'm going to tell you
what
something.
For the indoors.
What if the sun isn't right. shining?
Now, let me tell you. Now, I'm a glass. Now, I hate my glasses, so I don't wear them.
Do you have tinted?
No.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But I also don't. But I also am a contacts wearer, so it's a little easier. I just have sunglasses with me. I will say this. It'd be more of a pain in the ass to carry around two pairs of glasses.
I know. Is that a weird take from me?
It's not weird, but I'm just explaining it to you from a glasses wearer. And again, I don't really wear them because I hate my glasses. They're hardly ever on. I only wear them at night and first thing in the morning maybe because I always have my contacts in. But you wouldn't, it'd be, if I, let's say I couldn't wear contacts for whatever reason, which is sometimes people wear glasses because they can't wear contacts or they don't like to. I would not want to carry around prescription sunglasses and prescription glasses. That's a pain in the ass.
Okay.
So I don't think it's that crazy.
I think my brother wears them.
When I see him at the podium, it drives me crazy.
Really?
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't worry about that. But
I'm fucked up.
Yeah, you are.
I admit that. I'm fucked up.
Yeah, I'm more worried about how shitty they are.
Not as fucked up as the White Sox.
Yeah, that's what I'm more worried about. How horseshit they appear to be. That's what I'm worried about.
I've got the headline for when he got... I've already got the headline for when he gets fired. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Hold on.
You want it?
Something about grieve like fall, F-A-L-L,
yes,
right?
Yeah, you like it's easy.
Yeah, it is easy. Griff Fall. He's the fall guy, right?
Griff Fall guy.
Griff Fall guy. There you go. Yeah, there you go. That's
Griff Fall guy.
Griff Fall guy. We could go right for the Daily News, Sylvie. Griff Fall guy.
That's too easy, right?
That's the headline.
I bet you that I could love to see what the Daily News is writing about the Yankees right now, or 17 and 15.
What about the Mets? What are the Mets?
The Mets are 500, I think, right? Aren't they?
No, aren't they worse?
Are they below?
But what are the Mets?
I thought like they were talking shit about the Yankees.
The Mets are 500.
Are they 500? The Yankees are 2 over .500?
The Yankees are 17-15. For them, that stinks. They're 9 out. They've got to be killing them. We're over here. You got guys calling you the other day. I heard him. He's like, oh, the schedule's been tough. Fucking schedule's been tough. They had 7 fucking wins. Yeah. The schedule's tough. I mean, only
that's
in Chicago.
A tough sell. They're a tough sell right now.
You're supposed to be a tough part of the schedule.
But that's what you said, and I agree with you. I'm like, wait a minute. You're supposed to be tough on Baltimore. You're supposed to be tough on you should be competing. The schedule's been tough. That explains a 7-21 start.
That's what's sad,
too.
Only
in New York, I fucking promise you. Fucking Bill and Bayonne isn't calling up. And saying,
Sylvie said a month ago, we live in a town where everyone wants to hump as a sports fan. These guys have no idea how easy they have it.
Unreal.
Our football team went 3-14, and I get it by design, and we all fucking hump legs.
I know, we're all humping them.
Year long.
Yes, exactly.
He is him.
You think that shit works when the Jets have fucking 2 wins? No. It's crazy. And I guarantee you they're fucking lambasting the Yankees in New York. And maybe rightfully so. You know, they're 9 games out.
They're crushing the Red Sox right now.
The Red Sox have played great now.
But Shaughnessy's going after the pregame show host.
Oh, yeah, right. I know.
They're going back and forth over all this stuff. They don't settle for a little above 500 in Boston.
Fuck no, dude. They're ripping each other's throats out.
Humping music. Let's go.
They're ripping each other's fucking
throats. Let me ask you guys this question. When you were gone, Waddle, we had this debate too. And it turned out I'm in the minority on this. It came up about Air, the movie Air.
I haven't seen it yet.
And my wife went to see it with her sister and loved it.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
Yeah, my mom saw it. She loved it too. And so I asked the guys how many stars. I think it was Tyler. Tyler said 4.5. I go, 4.5? I go, what kind of grading system are you giving?
Yeah, right. It's 4 stars.
And he goes, on 5 stars.
No.
I go, this isn't Amazon.
No,
this isn't Yelp.
It's not Yelp.
This
four
is not,
stars.
That's what I said.
Of course.
We grade movies on a 4-star system, don't we?
Yeah, no. 100%.
Four stars.
I guess there's like a new age movie system now. That the kids use, the new generation.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Cisco and Ebert.
That's true, too.
Boy, you think these kids know how important Siskel and Ebert were? Not just to movies, but to just...
These kids know anything?
Television.
But there's now a 10-star system, too, on IMDb.
Well, because of IMDb. Yeah. That's true.
So, like...
That is true. There is that. But I, more than anything with Sylvie, I go on the... Because we grew up on it. It was the 4-star system. You gave when... Ebert and Siskel and Ebert would give the thumbs up, thumbs down was a TV thing. But when they'd write their column, it was always on a star stars. System, yeah. And it was always on 4 stars. If you got 3 or 3.5 stars from Ebert, you had a pretty good movie on your hands.
My wife loved it.
My guess is
she would have given it 3.5 or 4 stars.
Yurko liked it. He said it was good. I saw the Mario Brothers movie with the kids. Oh, that was pretty funny.
Was it?
That wasn't breaking records.
What is it?
Well, I thought. I mean, it was the highest grossing movie, obviously.
Good. It was a great soundtrack for those of us that grew up in the 80s. It was really...
What songs were in it?
It was like, Aha, I was in there. Just a bunch of stuff from the 80s that was very recognizable. You know, Take On Me from Aha. Off the top of my head, Seth Rogen plays the voice of Donkey Kong. Like, it was good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was good. I don't know who Princess Peach was. I'm sure it's somebody big time. I mean, but... And who did the Chris Pratt? I think did Mario, right? I think he did. But it was good. It was well done. That's the only fucking movie I've seen recently. I got to go see Wick. I got to see John Wick 4, and I got to see Air.
By the way, Equalizer 3 is out.
Really?
Oh, it's coming out.
It's coming out. I didn't know that.
It's in Italy. Denzel goes to Italy.
No.
Yes,
dude.
And he takes on the Italian mob.
Wow.
Oh, you know who? Princess Peach was? It's the girl. It's what's her name? It's Queen's Gambit. Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, yeah. She's good.
She's Princess Peach. Pratt's Mario. Jack Black was Bowser. I didn't even realize that until just seeing it. That's kind of crazy. I had no idea that was Jack Black. Charlie Day does Luigi. And Seth Rogen does Donkey Kong. So it's a pretty killer
cast. Did you see the guy who did the rant who called in?
I heard him.
Roberto. Not only was he in Almost Famous, but he played the Jack Black role on Broadway School of Rock.
Yes. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's accomplished.
Accomplished guy.
Yeah.
Grew up on the West Side, I heard you say. Very cool.
Yes.
All right.
So what are you going to do? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Derby. I'm hard for the Derby. Let's make some money, boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hard for the Derby and drinking some bourbon this weekend. Don't forget to get your month's supply of Blue Chew for free.
Can I give what I'm hard for, too?
Well, I'm just giving the read. Okay. Hold on. I'm not wrapping up yet.
I thought we were all going around the room.
I don't want to miss the read.
The nest.
I thought we were in the trust tree. BlueChew.com. Unhinged is the code at checkout, and you can get a month's supply free. And they've got the new mint flavored Vardenafil, so make sure you check that out. What are you hard for?
You know what I'm hard for.
Hold on. What's Sylvie hard for? I don't know.
You know what I'm... Eric, turn Cubs, your mic on.
Cubs, something Cubs related?
Cubs and Marlins?
Matt Mervis.
Fucking guy.
Cubby Chubby. I would hope he's in the lineup today. We're recording this before the game starts.
The lineup. I think he's either 7th or 6th in the lineup.
Waddle's getting excited over
too low in the lineup.
Fucking picture of Jordan's cock in his house, and you're getting excited over Matt Mervis.
Allegedly. Because I'm not sure what it was. It could have just been a pencil.
No, it wasn't a pencil.
Yeah,
pencil.
It could be.
When it looks like a big dill pickle, that ain't no pencil, Tommy.
I can't tell. It's the old days where you had pleats in them.
Honey, where'd this picture come from, Carol? I don't know where it came from. I have no idea.
The pleated pants were, was a good look.
Yeah, well, no, pleated it wasn't. Pants, not really.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, back in the day. That was a good look.
With the suspenders that pulled them up high?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm hard for the Equalizer 3 movie when it comes out.
I love it. He's going to Italy? Come on.
Oh, yeah. When does it come out? Are they just making it now?
I saw the trailers, like a 2-minute trailers out.
Yeah, here it is, 2023. Tommy's right.
I cannot wait.
Trailers out September 1.
Oh, I got a lot of time to wait. Yeah. I got time.
Fucking eight.
And by the way, on our show later today, we got to have a long form Yellowstone conversation.
Mm. Oh, because Kevin Costner's out?
Yep.
How about that?
They're going to kill him?
Yeah.
They're going to take him to the train station?
He's getting killed off. Yes. Yeah. All right, boys. Good show. Fun stuff. Four of us should be back together next week. Hotcock will be back next week. All right, everybody.
Give your spayed and neutered.
Yeah. Do your Bob Barker. Don't you remember?
No. What did
I say? I'll still do the official sign off, but you're gonna do the Bob Barker.
What do you tell people, kids?
Remember how Bob Barker used to say spay and neuter?
Yeah. Don't flush tampons or rubbers down your toilet.
Boom. That's from Tom Waddle, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?